Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Virgo full moon eclipse, seeds of precision, echoes of Saturn. And we've been building toward this for weeks. February 17th, the solar eclipse in Aquarius. That was the seed, the initiation, the ring of fire. Venus was conjunct the North Node at 8 degrees Pisces, planning what you're meant to value, love, and become. Then February 12th, Mercury had its first conjunction with the North Node at 9 degrees Pisces. The jockey spurring his horse, intent on outdistancing his rivals, self-quickening. The faded message arriving before you had the full context to understand it. And now, we get to the blood moon. The Virgo full moon eclipse. This isn't just another full moon. This is the midpoint revelation of a 2-month initiatory arc. A faded closing. A karmic gate swinging into position. And if you've been paying attention, I mean, you know, really paying attention, you're going to feel this whole structure as I lay it out. To understand this full moon eclipse, you have to go back to the new moon that opened the cycle, the Virgo new moon at 0 degrees. 0 degrees of any sign is a threshold degree. It's raw, unformed, right at the beginning of the archetype. The saber symbol for that degree is striking. In a portrait, the significant features of a man's head are artistically emphasized. That's about extracting essence, discerning what matters. Not every detail, the significant details. What truly defines the whole? What features of yourself, your life, your relationships are worth emphasizing. Virgo doesn't want everything. Virgo wants the right things. Mercury was at 13 degrees Leo during that new moon, freshly emerged from the retrograde shadow, having station at 15 degrees Leo. The mind had just finished its review of old stories about pride, voice, and visibility. Now it was preparing to speak again with fire. And Venus? Venus was at 27 degrees Cancer in Saturn's bounds. Not just Saturn's general influence, but in a specific degree range, Saturn rules, called the bounds or terms in Hellenistic astrology. Saturn was having a direct hand in Venus's expression at that moment. Love with limits, beauty under pressure, relationships being tested and refined. That was the emotional quality of the seed we planted. And Saturn itself was retrograding, moving back toward Pisces, quietly setting up one of the most precise karmic mirrors in the entire chart. So what's being illuminated? The moon is at 12 degrees Virgo, opposing the sun at 12 degrees Pisces. And this is a South Node eclipse. The moon conjunct the South Node. That changes everything about how we read this eclipse. A South Node eclipse is a release eclipse. It's not a North Node saying, go toward this. It's the South Node saying, let go of this. The Virgo South Node is asking you to release over-perfectionism, excessive analysis, the need to control every detail and criticism of yourself and others. That's masquerading as discernment, but it's actually fear. The Pisces North Node is the growth edge, intuitive wisdom, compassionate presence, the trust that the universe is organized, even when your spreadsheet says otherwise. You're not being asked to stop being precise. You are being asked to stop weaponizing precision against yourself. That's the Virgo-Pisces axis in a sentence. Virgo's gift is discernment, but its shadow is the perfectionism that never lets anything, including yourself, be good enough. The eclipse hits that shadow with full force and asks, can you surrender what you've been gripping? Can the analyst learn to trust? During the eclipse, Mercury is retrograde in Pisces in fall, and the moon's ruler in Virgo cannot properly support her. This is often read as confusion, disillusion, the logical framework going soft. That's true as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. Mercury isn't just dissolving. He's on a specific mission. 4 days before this blood moon, Venus caught up to Mercury at 22 degrees Pisces, at the threshold of what the Sabin symbol calls the materializing medium degree, and handed him assignment. Venus, fresh from her conjunction with the North Node during the eclipse, met Mercury face to face and said, go back, integrate what happened at the eclipse, give it words, and when you return here in April, you'll be ready to substantiate it. Mercury, already retrograde, began his retreat back toward the solar eclipse degree, back to 8 Pisces, where he'll spend 3 days being held like a little baby by the North Node before stationing direct on March 20th. The logical framework isn't broken. It's being deliberately set aside so something deeper can come through. This is not the time to figure everything out. It's the time to feel your way toward what you already know. Look what's gathered in Pisces right now. Venus is at 26 degrees Pisces, exalted, her most luminous expression. Mars is also in Pisces. Mercury is also in Pisces. Retrograde in fall. The night sect planets, Venus, Mars, and the moon are all operating in the same field, pulling toward emotional, intuitive, spiritual expression, while the Virgo moon calls for precision from across the zodiac. Same team, different expression. They're in conversation, but they're not in conflict. Mars in Pisces, it really deserves its own moment. Mars is the classic malefic, aggressive, drive, conflict. But in Pisces, in the night sect alongside Venus, with Venus in his bounds, that energy transforms entirely. Mars becomes the gentle warrior, the one who fights for love, not dominance. Drive that becomes devotional, action that becomes spiritual. This is the mystic warrior archetype, feeling over force, surrender as strength. Venus, exalted at 26 degrees Pisces, is the heart of this eclipse, unconditional compassion, the soft power of surrender. But she isn't just luminous, she's in motion. She's been doing extraordinary work. She seeded the eclipse on February 17th with her conjunction with the North Node. She handed Mercury his retrieval assignment 4 days before the blood moon. She's been squaring Uranus and Taurus. She handed Mercury his retrieval assignment during the blood moon. She's been squaring Uranus and Taurus. The final hard contact before Uranus leaves the sign he's been revolutionizing since 2018. Testing whether your values are authentic or inherited, whether your security is real or just performed. And now she's moving toward the conjunction with Uranus in 29 degrees Taurus, the aneuritic degree, the very last degree of Taurus. Venus, the ruler of Taurus, returning to escort Uranus out of her domicile after 7 years of revolutionary occupation. Not to banish him, but to bless his work, integrate the revolution, and walk him into the new era. The ruler of values guiding the revolutionary from earth into air, from material to mental, from embodiment to communication. At this eclipse, Venus is exalted and mid-stride. The hard work is behind her. The escorting is ahead. This is what maximum dignity looks like in action. And here's the land that made me stop when I mapped it out. At the Virgo new moon, Venus was at 27 degrees Cancer in Saturn's bounds. Saturn invisible's hand on Venus, testing and limiting love, beauty, and values. And by this eclipse, Venus is at 26 degrees Pisces, exalted, free, her most luminous expression. In Saturn, Saturn has retrograded all the way back to Pisces, stations direct at 26 degrees Pisces, the exact degree Venus now occupies in exaltation. The teacher retrograded all the way back to witness the graduation he prepared her for. That's not a coincidence. That's the cosmos completing a sentence. Venus experienced Saturn's restriction at the new moon, the seed planted under constraint. By the eclipse, she arrives at the very degree where Saturn completes its karmic review and goes direct. Saturn becomes the karmic witness. He saw what Venus needed to learn. He held her through it. And now he's there at the same sacred degree, watching her bloom. This is what the limitation was actually an initiation looks like, not as a metaphor, but as the literal degree correspondence. By this full moon, Saturn has completed his retrograde and moved firmly back into Aries. It is done with its Pisces work. Saturn in Pisces has been dissolving old structures and teaching lessons about faith, about surrender, and the invisible architect that holds things together. The taskmaster of the liminal, testing your relationship to what you can't see, what you can't prove, and what you can't control. That chapter is now closed. Saturn in Aries is a completely different energy. Fire, will, bold initiation, raw confrontation with beginnings. Where Pisces asks you to surrender, Aries is going to demand you act. Part of what this eclipse is doing is sealing those teachings. Whatever you learned about faith and surrender over these past years, the eclipse is stamping that wisdom. It's yours now. Take it home with you. You don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Jupiter is operating quietly in this chart, but his influence is everywhere. As the traditional ruler of Pisces, he's currently exalted in Cancer, retrograde, reviewing emotional foundations, and he has his hands on the sun, the moon, and Venus simultaneously. The exalted ruler of Pisces quietly blessing the entire configuration. His retrograde in Cancer carries his own teaching. You cannot bypass emotional integration to reach spiritual expansion. Go deeper into emotional truth first. Feel it fully, then expand. Jupiter will station at 25 degrees Cancer, just 1 degree from where Venus sat during the Virgo new moon at 27 degrees Cancer, confirming that the emotional lessons of this cycle require deep integration before the expansion arrives. So here's the question this eclipse is actually asking. On February 12th, Mercury conjunct the North Node brought a faded message, a synchronicity, a signpost, an insight that arrived before you had full context. On February 17th, The solar eclipse seeded what you're meant to value. This blood moon is the midpoint revelation, the cosmic warrior. What's being illuminated now about what was seeded then? What fruit is already forming? Or what seed are you still refusing to water? The South Node in Virgo is asking, what have you been overanalyzing instead of receiving? What perfectionism has kept you from trusting what you already know? What excessive self-criticism has been the noise covering up the signal? The North Node in Pisces is asking, can you pay attention to your dreams? Can you talk to your guides, your ancestors, the mystery itself? Can you be the bridge between the worlds? Feet on the ground, head in the clouds, without collapsing into either pure escapism or pure analysis. The work of this eclipse is not about seeing clearly. It's about what you do and about what you release once you do. Now for the ones who missed it, let me see if I could give you a quick rundown. This cycle tells a complete story in 5 moments. It begins with the Virgo new moon, seeds of precision, Mercury emerging from shadow with hard-won wisdom, the discipline of discernment, then love under constraint, Venus and Saturn's bounds in Cancer, values and relationship being tested, the initiation disguised as a limitation, then the retrieval, Mercury deliberately set aside so the faded transmission can be properly received. Then karmic completion, Saturn retrograding back to 26 Pisces, Venus's exact eclipse degree, the teacher witnessing the graduation, and finally, transcendence through surrender. Venus exalted and in motion at the eclipse. What began as analytical refinement, culminating in unconditional love and the escorting of an entire era toward its close. From Virgo's precision to Pisces' oceanic surrender. From serving through analysis to serving through presence. Mercury, the jockey who became the medium, carrying the transmission back to the protected space of the eclipse. Venus, the heart that was tested, not punished, now at peak power, escorting the revolution itself toward its completion. Saturn, the teacher who restricted, then released, retrograding back to the same degree to witness what prepared. Mars, the devotional warrior, action becoming offering. Jupiter, holding the whole configuration in his retrograde Cancer hands. And the eclipse nodes, the faded gateway, the Virgo Pisces axis of service, surrender, and healing. What feels like restriction is initiation. What feels like disillusion is active retrieval. What feels like the end of an era is the beginning of understanding what the era was actually for. Now that's the sky. That's the full cosmic picture of what's in motion for this eclipse. But the astrology only becomes yours when you know where it lands in your chart. The eclipse at 12 degrees Virgo is activating a specific house in your personal chart, a specific area of your life where the South Node is asking you to release and the North Node is asking you to grow. Venus, exalted at 26 degrees Pisces, is illuminating a specific house with her most powerful expression. And Saturn's departure from Pisces is sealing a specific chapter in your life. If you have planets between 10 to 14 degrees of the mutable signs, Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, Sagittarius, you will be directly affected. But even with that said, the house axis alone tells you whether this karmic gate is swinging open. Aries rising. The eclipse is in your 6th house, North Node in your 12th. The eclipse lands in the part of your chart that governs daily routines, work, health, and service. Something about how you've been managing your body and your labor has reached its limits. The soft note here is direct. Release the hyper control. Release the belief that you earn rest through exhaustion. Release the inner critic that has been weaponizing productivity against you. The one that equates worth with output and calls it discipline. The North Node in Pisces in your 12th house is asking for surrender. Spiritual hygiene matters more right now than time management. Meditation over micromanagement. The answers you're looking for come in silence. Mercury retrograde in your 12th confirms this. Dreams are diagnostic tools right now. What surfaces when you stop doing? Venus exalted in your 12th is extraordinary. She's illuminating what you love in secret, what your soul craves when no one's watching, the limits you experience in your work and routines during the Virgo new moon were initiations, not punishments. You're graduating from them now. Saturn has sealed its lesson in your 12th house. Faith in the unseen, the invisible architecture that holds your life together. That chapter is closed. Saturn moving into Aries activates your first house. The apprenticeship phase is over. Self-authority begins. The release. The grind that isn't serving you. The perfectionism about work. The belief that you must fix everything yourself. The growth. Solitude as sanctuary. Initiate intuition as intelligence. The unseen as real. Your question? What if your purpose doesn't require perfection? Only presence. Taurus rising. Eclipse in your 5th house, North Node in your 11th. The eclipse lands in your house of creativity, pleasure, romance, and self-expression. The soft note here is clearing perfectionism in play over critiquing your art before it's made. Editing your joy into something acceptable. Measuring your creative output against a standard no living thing could meet. Virgo in your 5th has been making you refine before you create and critique before you share. The North Node in Pisces in your 11th house is asking you to bring your liberated self into community, to let your creativity be porous, visible, and even unfinished. Stop trying to control how you receive. The right people don't need the polished version. They need the real one. Venus, your ruler, is exalted in Pisces in the 11th house. This is a peak visibility moment, but it requires vulnerability, not polish. Presence, not performance. She's been tested here. The limits around friendship and community during the new moon were preparing you for this. Now she's free. And she's moving toward escorting Uranus out of your first house entirely. The revolutionary planet leaving your sign after 7 years of remaking your identity. You're not who you were in 2018. Venus at this eclipse is confirming the new you belongs somewhere new. Saturn has completed its restructuring of your 11th house, reordering community, ending certain alliances, clarifying which networks are real. That work is sealed. Saturn moving into Aries now ignites your 12th house. A private transformation begins. The release, creative perfectionism, the belief that joy must be earned, the fear of being seen mid-process, your growth, play as spiritual practice, community as a mirror, the courage to be delighted. Your question? What joy have you been withholding until it's good enough? Gemini rising, eclipse in the 4th house, North Node in your 10th house. The eclipse goes deep into your home, your emotional foundation, your family patterns, and the private self that no one sees in your public life. The South Node here is the clearing ancestral baggage and domestic professionalism. Old family expectations you inherited rather than chose. The role of emotional fixer. The one who sees the problem before anyone else and feels responsible for solving it. You cannot build a new public role while carrying old domestic scripts. The North Node in Pisces in your 10th house is asking you to trust your calling, not to manage your reputation, not to perfect your branding, but to show up in your vocation with faith. Mercury retrograde in the 10th, Mercury being your chart ruler, is retrieving something seeded in mid-February about your career. The deeper meaning of that moment is revealing itself now. Venus exalted in your 10th is luminous. She's illuminating your public role, your vocation, your legacy, from a place of maximum dignity. Saturn has sealed its lesson in your 10th house, completing years of professional pressure and testing. The chapter is closed. Saturn moving into the 11th house activates your 11th house. Community and collective mission step forward. The release, emotional overfunctioning, the belief that you must manage everyone's feelings, the inherited patterns you've been mistaking for your own, the growth, foundation as freedom, public life built on private truth, emotional integration before expansion. Your question? What emotional pattern must be released so your calling can land? Cancer rising. Eclipse in your 3rd, North Node in your 9th. The eclipse activates your mind, your voice, your daily communication patterns, and the stories you tell yourself about your world. The South Node here is releasing mental overprocessing. The analysis spirals. The need to have the perfect argument before you speak. The constant self-editing that turns your natural intelligence into performance. You've been dissecting every word, every idea, every local exchange until intuition goes silent. The North Node in Pisces in your 9th house is asking you to trust what cannot be proven, to stop researching and start believing. The wisdom you're seeking isn't in another book or another source. It's in the leap you haven't taken yet. Venus exalted in your 9th house is a benediction on your faith, your teachers, your spiritual path. Jupiter, your chart ruler, is exalted in Cancer, your own sign, retrograding and reviewing your emotional foundations before the expansion arrives. The limits you faced around speaking your truth were preparing you for a deeper wisdom that doesn't need to be defended. Saturn has sealed its long work through your 9th house, dissolving beliefs that couldn't hold weight, testing your faith at the edges. That chapter is finished. Saturn, moving into Aries, now activates your 10th house. Your public calling steps forward. The release, mental perfectionism, the need to be right. The belief that clarity comes only through logic. Your growth, faith as intelligence, expansion as safety, the wisdom of the leap. Your question? What have you already understood that you keep waiting for more information to confirm? Leo rising, eclipse in your 2nd house, North Node in your 8th house. This eclipse is personal. In the most practical way, it lands in your house of money, self-worth, possessions, and what you believe you deserve. The South Node here is releasing the scarcity thinking that has masqueraded as practicality, overtracking every resource, tying your worth to your output, needing material certainty before you allow yourself to feel safe. The inner critic here whispers in the language of numbers. The North Node in Pisces in your 8th house is asking you to trust the invisible economy. Shared resources, emotional intimacy, the support that arrives through vulnerability rather than solo effort. Not everything valuable can be counted. This eclipse is asking you to release the countable in favor of the real. Venus exalted in your 8th house is a profound placement. Unconditional love meeting the house of depth, intimacy, and what lives beneath the surface. Saturn has sealed its years of testing around shared resources and power dynamics in the 8th house. What couldn't survive that scrutiny is gone. Saturn moving into Aries now fires up your 9th house. A new philosophy of life begins. The release. Perfectionism about money. Rigid definitions of worth. The belief that security is external. The growth. Intimacy as wealth. Shared resources as sacred. The value of what can't be counted. Your question? What would you claim for yourself if you stopped waiting to deserve it first? Virgo rising. Eclipse in your 1st house, north node in your 7th house. This is your eclipse. The south node eclipse in your 1st house is asking you to release an identity built on self-critique, the version of you that survives through hyper-competency, that manages itself into acceptability, that treats its own body and personality as a project requiring constant optimization. You are the eclipse. The question is whether you can let yourself be seen without first being fixed. The North Node in Pisces in your 7th house is asking you to find yourself through others. Not to lose yourself in relationship, but to discover who you become when you stop performing solo. The mirror of partnership will show you what perfectionism has hidden. Mercury retrograde, your ruler, in the 7th house means conversations are karmic right now. Something said or initiated in mid-February is still echoing. Venus exalted in your 7th house is a blessing on your partnerships. She's at peak power in your house of one-on-one connections. Romantic, professional, collaborative. Someone sees you clearly right now. The question is whether you can let them. Saturn has completed its long testing of your 7th house, dissolving what wasn't real in your partnerships, crystallizing what is. That chapter is sealed. Saturn moving into Aries now activates your 8th house. Transformation of shared resources and power begins. The release. Perfectionism about yourself. The belief that you must be finished to be loved. The identity you've outgrown. The growth. Relationship as revelation. Partnership as a mirror. The self you become through surrender. Your question? Who are you when you stop trying to be perfect? Libra rising. Eclipse in your 12th house. North node in your 6th. This is the deepest waters. The 12th house is your subconscious, your dreams, your spiritual residue, the places you go when you're not performing for anyone. The 12th house south node eclipse is invisible work. No one will see what you release here, but everything will shift because of it. The eclipse is dissolving hidden anxieties, old guilt, the self-sabotage loops, and perfectionist self-punishment that operate beneath the surface of your daily life. The North Node in Pisces in your 6th house is asking you to bring that invisible wisdom into your daily life. Not to stay in retreat forever, but to return with something embodied and practical. Your service to others will be transformed by what you release here. Venus, your ruler, exalted in your 6th house, blesses your daily work and physical health with devotional quality. What felt like a slog begins to feel like a calling. Saturn has sealed its lesson in your 6th house. The health restructuring, the testing of how you show up in your daily life, the demands of service under pressure. That chapter is done. Saturn moving into Aries now activates your 7th house. Relationships and partnerships restructure next. The release. Hidden perfectionism, the belief that you must suffer to be spiritual, the invisible self-punishment eroding your peace, the growth, surrender as strength, daily life as sacred, service as spiritual practice. Your question? What hidden pattern is ready to dissolve so your daily life can finally flow? Scorpio rising, eclipse in your 11th house, north node in your 5th. The eclipse lands in your house of community, friendships, networks, and long-term hopes. The south node here is releasing perfectionism around belonging. The need to curate your social persona, to control how you're perceived by your people, to analyze whether you're truly in or truly accepted before you allow yourself to show up. You do not need to earn your place in the room. The North Node in Pisces in your 5th house is asking you to bring your authentic self into creative expression, play, and joy without apology. The right people will find the real you, but only after you stop hiding behind the version of yourself you think they want. Mars, your traditional ruler, is in Pisces in the 5th house right now, the devotional warrior archetype. Your power comes from authenticity now, not strategic alignment. Venus exalted in your 5th house is a profound blessing on creativity, romance, and heart-centered expression. Saturn has completed its restructuring of your 5th house, the creative and romantic lessons sealed by years of testing. Saturn moving into Aries now activates your 6th house. Discipline, daily practice, and devotion step forward. The release, perfectionism about belonging, the performative version of yourself in groups. Hopes, you've outgrown. The growth, authenticity as belonging, creativity as prayer, joy as spiritual practice. Your question? Where have you been overmanaging your place in the group instead of simply expressing your truth? Sagittarius rising, eclipse in your 10th house, north node in your 4th house. This eclipse is visible. The 10th house is your career, your reputation, your vocation, your legacy. A 10th house south node eclipse acts directly. What professional identity are you still maintaining out of habit rather than calling? What version of success are you perfecting instead of embodying? What achievement script do you need to let go of before the real work can emerge? The North Node in Pisces in your 4th house is asking you to build your public life on emotional truth. Not the foundation you think you should have, but the one you actually do. Jupiter, your chart ruler, is exalted in Cancer in your 8th house right now, asking for a deep emotional integration before expansion. The success that cost your emotional peace is no longer success. Venus exalted in your 4th house at the eclipse brings unconditional love into your most private space. Saturn has sealed its long testing of your 4th house, family structures, inner emotional architecture, the testing of your roots under pressure. Saturn moving into Aries now activates your 5th house. Creative expression and authentic offering begin to emerge. The release, public perfectionism. Rigid professional ambitions born from proving rather than calling. The career identity you've outgrown. The growth, foundation as legacy. Private truth as public ground. Emotional integrity as vocation. Your question? What part of your public identity is ready to be released so you can come home to yourself? Capricorn rising, eclipse in your 9th house, north node in your 3rd. The eclipse activates your beliefs, your worldview, your philosophy, your relationship to meaning itself. The south node here is releasing the perfectionism around truth, the need to be the expert, to have the airtight framework, to defend your worldview against uncertainty. You've been overanalyzing meaning until meaning stays at arm's length. The dogma you've been protecting may have become the very thing blocking your expansion. The North Node in Pisces in your 3rd house is asking you to find the sacred in the ordinary. in conversation, in the small exchanges, in the intuitive message rather than the research conclusion. The wisdom you're seeking isn't far away. It's in the next room. Mercury retrograde in your third is revisiting contracts, conversations, and content, retrieving a message you weren't ready to understand before. Venus exalted in your third house brings love and beauty into your voice and daily connections. Saturn, your ruler, completed its retrograde and stationed direct at 26 degrees Pisces in your third house, sealing communication and structure lessons before moving into Aries, activating your fourth house. Foundation restructuring begins next. The release. Philosophical perfectionism. The need for certainty. The worldview that has become a cage. The growth. Ordinary as sacred. Conversations as communion. The wisdom of the everyday. Your question? What belief is dissolving so a truer one can emerge? Aquarius rising. Eclipse in your 8th house. North node in your 2nd. This eclipse goes into deep water, intimacy, shared resources, psychological transformation, the patterns you usually keep hidden. The south node here is releasing hyperanalysis of emotional entanglements, the perfectionism around vulnerability, the need to control every detail of what is shared, financially, emotionally, energetically. The scrutiny that has been protecting you has also been preventing you from merging. The north node in Pisces in your 2nd house is asking you to build a new relationship with your own worth. Not worth measured by what you have or what you control, but worth you know in your bones. Security is no longer about numbers. It's about alignment. Venus exalted in your 2nd house at this eclipse is powerful. You are learning what unconditional self-worth actually feels like. Saturn has sealed its long testing of your 2nd house. The material and value lessons that have been running for years. That chapter is closed. Saturn moving into Aries now activates your 3rd house. A new way of thinking, communicating, and moving through your immediate world begins. The release. Deep patterns you've outgrown. The fear of intimacy. The control around what is shared. The growth. Transformation is liberation, worth as inherent, the self that emerges after the release. Your question? What fear around vulnerability or shared resources is ready to be let go? Pisces rising. Eclipse in your 7th house, north node in your 1st. The eclipse lands in your house of partnerships, romantic, professional, and all the mirrors that significant relationships hold up to your face. The south node here is releasing perfectionism in those mirrors. The habit of over-critiquing others, of managing relational dynamics through analysis, of fixing your partners to avoid looking at what the partnership reflects back about yourself. The work of this eclipse is not about the other person. It's about you. The north node in Pisces in your 1st house is asking you to step into yourself. Not the self your partners need. Not the self you've been performing. The real one. Your identity is the growth edge right now. Mercury retrograde in your 1st house is retrieving a core transmission about who you're becoming. Something initiated in mid-February that hasn't fully landed yet. Venus exalted in your 1st house is radiant, illuminating your identity and body from her most luminous expression. And here is the layer that matters most. Saturn stationed direct at 26 Pisces, the exact same degree Venus now occupies. The teacher who tested you in the unseen realms retrograded all the way back to witness your graduation. The limitation was the initiation. The restriction was the preparation. Saturn has now left your sign entirely. The weight you've been carrying is complete. Saturn moving into Aries activates your 2nd house. Building the values and resources of your new self begins next. The release? relational perfectionism, the projection of yourself onto others, the partnerships that cannot hold the real you, the growth, self as sanctuary, presence as a gift, the gift of being fully seen. Your question? What relational pattern must be released so you can step into your next self? The Virgo full moon eclipse is not asking you to have everything figured out. Mercury is retrograde in Pisces and won't substantiate the transmission until April. The clarity is coming, but it arrives through surrender, not strategy. Saturn has left Pisces. The lesson has landed. Venus is exalted and in mid-stride. Uranus is waiting at 29 degrees Taurus for Venus to come escort him out of the era he spent 7 years building. Watch the blood moon if you can. Look in the sky. Let something go that cannot come forward into what's next. And make sure you do the work. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReading.com, hit contact, leave a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReading.com, hit booking. Matter of fact, there's a link below, hit booking there. I'd like to have that private conversation with you. The conversation is free, the time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, I appreciate you in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.